Words on Water.
Hi, welcome to Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation. This is Travis Loop, the host, and for this episode, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to blend sports and water for a minute. You probably have heard of LeBron James. He is widely regarded as the best basketball player in the world. He is a three-time champion, multi-time MVP, and on July 1st, he is a free agent, meaning he can sign with another team. So this is a huge opportunity for him to choose where he's going to play basketball next season. He's currently with the Cleveland Cavaliers, but now is the time that could change. And we think that water should factor into his decision. And what city is he going to go to? What are the water utilities like there? What are the amazing projects they have going on? What are the waterways like? So we're going to look at a few of the potential destinations for LeBron. We're going to look at the top five destinations as according to the sports critics out there, where they think he actually could go from a basketball standpoint. And we'll just talk about those. So it's going to be Cleveland, Los Angeles, Houston, Philadelphia, and Boston. I'm going to go through each of those cities and just share a few highlights, talk about why they are amazing water cities and why LeBron should consider going there for those reasons. And I know that those utilities and other utilities out there, other cities out there are going to say, wait a minute, you should talk about this. You should talk about that. You should have mentioned our city. Well, that's what social media is for. I look forward to hearing comments and having those cities make their pitch for LeBron and having other cities say, you should come here for these reasons. So let's get it going.
Cleveland.
So Cleveland, why should LeBron stay in Cleveland? It's kind of his hometown. He's actually from Akron, which is pretty close by, and he's been with the Cleveland Cavaliers the longest in his career. So there's that connection. But let's talk about water in Cleveland. It's the home to the Cuyahoga River, which had caught on fire a number of times, but the most famous fire was in 1969. 2019, next year, will be the 50-year anniversary of that Cuyahoga fire. And that was really one of the seminal moments in the environmental movement in its history. And it kind of helped to spur the formation of EPA not long after that. Also, the Clean Water Act in 1972. Cleveland sits on Lake Erie, which there was a famous Time magazine cover about Lake Erie being dead because of just the horrible water quality. But because of the water utilities there in Cleveland and a lot of other organizations, there has been just a rebirth of that town over the past 50 years. Cleveland Water and Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District are terrific utilities. They've invested billions and billions of dollars over these decades to really improve the water there. They talk about Cleveland being a comeback city. There were actually 13 river fires and a very polluted past, and they've come back from that to be a tremendous environmental success story. That's something that that history, that iconic nature, is something that I think LeBron is very drawn to. The Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron came back in 2016. They were losing 3-1 in the NBA Finals, and they came back from that deficit to win the championship. That kind of parallels how Cleveland has come back from that tough, polluted past to be a really strong water city today. There's also a few programs they have going on that are incredible. Project Clean Lake. This is a 25-year, $3 billion investment in CSO control measures designed to reduce sewer overflows into Lake Erie and the Cuyahoga River. So that is an awesome investment. That is an incredible project. And that is really part of Cleveland's water legacy right there. Cleveland is also an incredible city for green infrastructure. When they signed the Project Clean Lake consent decree in 2010, it was given the authority to replace gray infrastructure with green and to meet its regulatory obligations. And this was considered groundbreaking, as green for gray had never been part of a federal consent decree before. So that's another incredible reason. And lastly, I just want to give a shout out to Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District. Their social media game is definitely at the top of all of the water utilities I've seen. They're incredible. They're one of the best follows on Twitter. So check them out for sure. Cleveland, it'd be staying home for LeBron. It'd be staying in one of the most iconic water cities in the country. A comeback story from a tough past to an incredibly bright present and future.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is rumored to be a possible destination for LeBron. It's actually considered one of the real front runners here to sign him. So let's talk about water in Los Angeles. You know, especially the Los Angeles Sanitation. They operate and maintain the largest wastewater treatment and collection system in the U.S., serving a population of more than 4 million within a 600 square mile service area. That includes L.A. and 29 other cities and agencies. L.A. has 6,700 miles of public sewers that convey about 400 million gallons a day of flow. So this is a big time city. This is a big time market. This is a place that could handle King James, as they call him. He needs to be in the midst of a big empire, and LA certainly brings that size factor, and it's just impressive what they do. I'm sure many of you have been to LA, and the size is staggering, and for LA Sanitation to be able to handle water there is an incredible feat. The other really awesome thing that they have is this One Water effort going on. They're developing One Water LA 2040. So this is a roadmap connecting plans, ideas, people to arrive at better and fiscally responsible water planning solutions. And this is going to be identifying projects, programs, policies that will yield sustainable long-term water supplies for Los Angeles and provide greater resiliency to drought and climate change. You know, LeBron James is always looking for big things. He's looking for plans. He wants to know that the city he's going to has a plan going forward, has priorities, has a path, is looking to win that championship. And this One Water effort that LA has going on certainly aligns with that. The other thing with LA is the LA River. This is kind of really an iconic waterway, a very unique waterway. It was the original source of life for the city of Los Angeles, and it flows right through the nation's second largest urban region. It goes into Long Beach, which is one of the world's busiest ports, goes into the world's largest water body, the Pacific Ocean. So now you just have this stature that LeBron is looking for. And there's incredible efforts underway, multi-stakeholder efforts underway to really revitalize that river and bring it back to life and tap into its great potential for the community and for nature and for the economy. A great revitalization project. LeBron is all about revitalization and bringing things to a high level. So that aligns with that. I also want to talk about a story that happened when a boy, I think he was 13 years old, he was at a park and he ended up falling into the sewer system by jumping on these wooden plaques in an abandoned building. And he fell 25 feet down into a 4-foot wide pipe. And the city, LA Sanitation and others just went in this massive search effort, this massive rescue effort. They used remote video cameras. They used maps of the sewer lines. And I think they searched for like 12 to 13 hours through this network of pipes and everything around there that parallels the LA River, that crosses under freeways. And, you know, as even the fire department said, it was a race against time because it's a difficult, harsh environment. And the workers found him. those sanitation workers found that boy. They removed a manhole cover and they spotted the boy right there peering back. That shows how water workers are really first responders, how they are out there on the front lines of emergencies and helping to save the day and being heroes. And I think that's something LeBron can get behind.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. They say from a basketball standpoint that they're in the midst of the process. That's rebuilding from being in a really heavy losing franchise, being in a tough spot, and they've just been drafting and getting free agents and following this process to bring them back to a championship level. And some people say LeBron is the final piece of that puzzle, the final piece of the process. So why should he care about Philadelphia from a water standpoint? This city has an incredible legacy when it comes to water. It's a one water utility. They handle drinking water, wastewater, stormwater. They handle the process from start to finish. It's a 200-year-old utility. Like I said, they've got tremendous tradition there, just like the basketball team does. Fairmount Water Works opened its doors in 1815. It was the nation's first major urban water supply system. So there's that incredible history there. We all know about the history of Philadelphia in our nation's birth and in its beginning years. Here it is in water as well, being part of that legacy. They also have tremendous delivery of water and treatment, 300 million gallons a day. They maintain 3,000 miles of sewer pipes, and their stormwater program is growing. They're really paying attention to this with an annual budget of about $120 million. One of the amazing things about Philadelphia is they are just a green infrastructure leader in our nation and really the world. They have put so much behind this effort. It's exciting to see if you can visit Philadelphia and see some of this stuff firsthand. Green City Clean Waters is Philly's 25-year plan to transform the health of the creeks and the rivers really through a land-based approach. And they believe that by implementing green infrastructure, rain gardens and planters and so forth, they can reduce water pollution while improving natural resources and making neighborhoods beautiful. So again, this is really a big effort by Philadelphia, and they're reducing the pollution going into the CSO system by using green infrastructure. It's just a real big shift. The city has embraced this in so many ways, adding green to their streets and their sidewalks and their roofs and their parks and their parking lots. Any impermeable surface that's dealing with stormwater, they're saying that's fair game for greening. The goal is when they've got this project, this green infrastructure all in place, their plan, they'll reduce stormwater pollution entering waterways by 85%. That is massive. So far, they've added over 1,100 green infrastructure stormwater tools to the landscape. That's a sustainable future, sustainable present that I think a star like LeBron would love to be affiliated with. Philly should also get points for creativity and for innovation because they've started this new affordability program for low-income customers and those with special hardships to help reduce their monthly water bills. This is very pioneering. It's called the Tiered Assistance Program, TAP, and it provides customers with a significant savings by offering a consistent bill based on their income. And so this is something that the whole water sector is watching to see how this works. Affordability is such a major challenge across our country. Some of the benefits here is that customers don't have to be behind on their bill. They've really expanded the eligibility. They've made more ways for people to apply for this program. And it's really income-based and sets out a consistent monthly bill. I think that that is something that, again, LeBron is drawn to creative efforts and he's drawn to leadership. And you see this happening here with Philly and trying this out.
Houston.
We know LeBron James likes a big stage, King James, as they call him. So what about Houston? This is the fourth largest city in the U.S. And what happens down there with Houston Water and Houston Public Works is incredible stuff. The City of Houston drinking water system maintains a superior rating, the highest rating for water quality issued by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The City of Houston wastewater system has consistently been awarded gold and silver awards from NACWA, National Association of Clean Water Agencies, recognizing their ability to produce wastewater discharges in compliance with regulations that protects the public and the aquatic environment. But the system is just massive. Again, a stage that LeBron will love to be on. Drinking Water and Wastewater Utility serves about 2.2 million customers every day. Pipelines and facilities are located through a four-county service area in excess of 600 square miles. Houston Water has 39 wastewater treatment plants, dealing with 250 million gallons of wastewater a day, over 6,000 miles of sewers, over 380 lift stations. It's just a huge system. LeBron loves the big stage. There's also this exciting project going on where the City of Houston, their Northeast Water Purification Plant, is going to expand the capacity from 80 million gallons per day to 400 million gallons a day by 2024. It's a $1.35 billion project. Houston is a growing area. That stage is going to get bigger. The water systems are going to be dealing with more. By 2050, the county population is expected to exceed 5.5 million people. One of the other amazing things, though, about Houston is what happened with Hurricane Harvey and the recovery and what those folks did there, the operators and everyone that works in the water utility. Harvey set the record for rainfall measured in any one place in the U.S., where it dumped, I think, almost 50 inches of rain and 27 trillion gallons of water on Texas and Louisiana. Absolutely incredible. Houston in Harris County, the meteorologist there reported that a foot and a half of water covered 70% of the county. And the actual weight of that water depressed the Earth's crust. Houston sank 2 centimeters because of the water that was there. But those people at that utility were first responders. I did a podcast with them. I went down and I met with about a half dozen of the operators, the supervisors, the electrician, the maintenance folks, and they told about the preparations that they went through. And they told about how they bunkered down during that storm to do the best they could to protect public health and the environment. And they got out there when everything was flooded and they were checking on systems and they were actually having to use airboats to go to check on water treatment facilities. And they were going over vehicles because the water was that deep. So these are incredible people that work in water in Houston. And that's the type of dedication and heroic activity that LeBron would love to be associated with.
Boston.
There's talk that maybe LeBron could go to Boston. They have a lot of assets, players, picks, where they could make a move to get LeBron James, and they certainly are ready to win now. Boston as a city, an incredible place, incredible history. The water utilities there, the water bodies, iconic. You have Massachusetts Water Resources Authority. You have Boston Water and Sewer. And these are incredible utilities with a great history. Massachusetts Water Resources Authority provides wholesale water and sewer services to 3.1 million people and more than 5,500 large industrial users in 61 communities in eastern and central Massachusetts. Let's think about since 1985, MWRA has invested more than $6 billion in new facilities. You have this incredible, iconic facility, Deer Island Sewage Treatment Plant. And this plant removes human, household, business, industrial pollutants from wastewater that comes from 43 greater Boston communities. It has a capacity of 1.27 billion gallons per day. Also with Deer Island, they serve more than 1 in 3 Massachusetts residents. I mean, that's just incredible. And the methane gas there that they generate allows Deer Island to service nearly all of its own energy needs in-house. And that's not a small feat given the winters there. Anybody that's flown in and out of Logan Airport there in Boston has probably seen that location. It's just a iconic facility in the water sector. That's the type of, again, legacy that draws LeBron. We also have to talk about Boston Harbor, right? This was once labeled the dirtiest harbor in America, and it's arguably now the cleanest. Didn't happen by accident. That was from the people and the water utilities and everybody there in Boston making it happen. And it's been a really incredible diverse support from Massachusetts Water Resources Authority, the Boston Water and Sewer Commission, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. They have all bunkered down to revitalize Boston Harbor. And it is Boston Harbor is just a powerhouse, an economic powerhouse. Such rich history. I mean, it's got to be one of the most historic water bodies in the United States for sure. Boston Tea Party, right? And then coming into that is the Charles River. Same thing. Charles River had a lot of pollution problems, and it's now an incredibly clean river. You also have great drinking water in Boston. A couple years ago, recently, it was at the top of the charts. I think 2014, it won best tasting drinking water of any municipal supply. The year after that, it came in third best. So, and lastly, Boston, I got to give a shout out to their public awareness campaign, We Are All Connected. That is just a great tagline. It captures everything about how the water cycle works and how dependent we all are in water in a million ways. So if LeBron's looking for some place to continue his legacy, the water situation in Boston sure fits that. So that was our podcast about LeBron's decision based on water. Just a fun little episode. I hope that the water utilities on here will chime in and add a lot more reasons as to why they should be LeBron's choice for the rest of his career. And I'm sure some of the other utilities out there in the country will feel that although they weren't on the top five list according to the sports folks, that they should be on that list because of their incredible water utilities and the work that they do.
Words on water.